I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I'm Karen Eden. Got an assignment for you this week. And, you know, I don't know how I keep coming up with assignments, but it seems like I have an endless supply of them. And I want you to think about something here. Have you ever said, when it rains, it pours? Or something to that effect? Or, you know, my life stinks. Why can't anything ever go right? Oh, you know, I have. What if I were to challenge you on something? What if I were to tell you that you may be making it poor and your life may be stinking right now because of you? Would you believe me if I told you that? You know, I remember my 20s, and I remember them being very, very difficult. You know, I was coming out of a situation where that wasn't all that good as far as having a foundation at my home life. I had to kind of like learn how to swim on my own. And it seems like it was always a struggle through much of my young adulthood. And I remember thinking, man, why is nothing going right? Why can't this day go right? I mean, it starts first thing in the morning, you know, and I just remember one time just breaking down in my 20s because, you know, it's just everything had gone wrong. Every person I met was mean or unkind or disagreeable. And it got to the culmination by the end of the day, I got T-boned and totally screwed up my car. I was okay, but I just sat there and go, why can't my life go right? I mean, I'm laughing now, but it's like, man, why does my life stink like this? This is awful. It's every single day. It's like you can't get ahead. You know, it's very interesting. I look back now and I think, dang, girl. Jeez, you're so close to like a huge career. You've got so much going for you. You're young. Your body doesn't hurt in any way, you know, not like it does now after 28 years of martial arts. There's no reason for anybody in their 20s to ever have a bad day, right? I can't think of anything. You've got time on your side. You've got your health. There's just so much going on that you could do such good things with. If you just get your head on right, get your head into it. I know we all say that now, and then we have kids coming up, and we try to tell them that, and they're not going to listen. You know, they're going to have to figure it out for themselves a lot of times. You know, it says a wise son will take wisdom. But you know how it is. I mean, a lot of us were very bullheaded, and we didn't take wisdom at that time either. So anyway, there's a couple of verses in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs in the Old Testament, the book of a lot of wisdom, bits of wisdom, basically, is what Proverbs is. And it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. It also says, out of your mouth will come life or death. So I want to challenge you on something. If it seems like it rains, it pours for you, or your life is just, you can't get a break. Those two verses alone dispense a lot of wisdom. They say, what you think will influence what you say. And what you say will put your life into a certain type of path. If you say negative things, then guess what? You're going to have negative things happen to you. If you say positive things, you're going to have positive things happening to you. That's why I say you're making it poor when it rains, because as soon as something happens, you're like bad about it with the negativity. The negativity comes out. And then it snowballs on itself. It gets worse and it gets worse because you're speaking things into existence. I know it sounds like a lot of New Age, but it's not. It's actually in the Bible. And everything you need to know is in there. There's so much wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Right now, you're also still creating your path. There's also another verse in the Bible that says you cannot have blessings and curses come out of the same mouth. What that means is you can't have both positive and negative things coming out of your mouth. Your tongue is so powerful. You can actually speak into existence all the things that you want to desire, because what you're speaking comes from a generated thought. Now, you remember, as God the Creator, and we are all created by the Creator, He spoke into existence the entire universe. Everything was spoken. The earth was spoken into existence. He talks constantly, biblically, Old Testament, New Testament, about how you need to be careful about what's in your heart, which is your thoughts, because your thoughts go from your head to your heart, and how you speak what you speak. I want to give you a little bit of story about myself. You know, 1997, that was a banner year for me. It was the year that my career just took off, first of all. I mean, I finally, after working years and years in smaller TV and medium-sized TV markets, I got a major market break. So I was working for major market TV, we're a Fox affiliate in Pittsburgh. And I also got a major book deal. I mean, just literally took the elevator right up on that major book deal. And while that is just like incredible, on the backside of things, my personal life was literally falling apart. It started in January with my father committing suicide, and 8 months later, my husband wanting a divorce. And, man, between that and then all the stresses of having to succeed at these really huge job opportunities, I remember Christmas. I remember Christmas 1997, and I was alone, and I was sitting in my condo in just outside of Pittsburgh, and I'm like, my God. You know, God, if you're trying to get my attention, you did. You got my attention. And it's almost like, well, good. I mean, you know, I had to slow down. I had to think about things and put things into perspective. I mean, I really had to make an understanding that the things that were happening to me were almost snowballing on themselves and creating this path of no balance, of negativity. And I had to do a major about face and change things. It was Christmas, 1997. I remember it distinctly. Let me tell you what I did. I went and I bought a bunch of daffodils from the American Cancer Society. And then I went to the old folks' home, and I gave every old person there, room by room, gave them a daffodil. Just said, I just want to let you know I'm thinking about you and you're loved. I actually went and I signed up for a local dog shelter to walk dogs so they could get their daily walk. Simple little tiny things, because I knew nobody was going to take the time to walk the dogs, except maybe some of the workers, and there's not enough workers to do that kind of thing. It takes time to walk a building full of dogs. And then I decided that I was going to change the way that I spoke and the things that I thought. I literally did not say anything bad about my soon-to-be ex. My ex-husband at that time. Still don't. I refuse to say anything bad. I refuse to confess that I was under a lot of stress and pressure for major market TV and a major book deal at the same time. And it was a tough job because it was a startup station where I was working. And, man, they just did not – I mean, it was trying to pull things together from the ground up. It was a very stressful situation. I don't like working for startup stations. For some reason, I always got stuck doing that at that time. It was just, it's very stressful because they don't have the flow and the pattern of how things are going to go. It's like literally somebody gave birth to a newscast and you got to put it together. It's a lot of work. I decided that instead I was going to be grateful because I knew that I had beaten out hundreds of people just for that one anchor job. And I knew that people would be dying for a book deal with Simon Schuster and Macmillan. And I didn't even pursue it. It literally is something that fell in my lap. I was going to change the way I looked at it. You know, the bad things that happened to me, I realized I had no control whatsoever over my father wanting to check himself out. I had no control over my husband wanting to leave. I had no control over these things, so you know what? I was going to let him go. Just let him go. I have to. Why do I have to worry? How can I worry over something I have no control over? You see what I'm saying? I was literally making myself sick. I was still young and healthy, but I was making myself sick. I remember I had to check myself into the emergency room. I had a fever of like 104. Didn't even know why. Doctors came and said, you know what? It's anxiety. You're stressed out. I recommend you go back and find some balance to your life. Ladies and gentlemen, December 1997, that was an incredible time for me in my life, a pivotal point that totally changed the way I looked at things. It made me realize that I was forging my own destiny by the things that I was saying and the thoughts that I was having. And the more negative thoughts I could have about people, whether it's a stressful work TV job or, you know, an ex-husband or whatever it is, the more it was affecting me. It wasn't affecting them. It was affecting me. I had to change that. I had to turn that around. You know, it's a very instinctive human thing to want to badmouth or talk bad. But you know what? When you break that down, that comes from a place of insecurity. Because when you're really, really healed in a certain area, there's no need to talk bad about anybody or anything if you're healed in it. The reason you talk bad is because you have fear. You have fear about something. That's why you talk about it. Now, a lot of times we say ladies are very cat-like, right? Guys accuse us of being cat-like and that they like, you know, they nitpick it at women, especially beautiful women. They pick them down. They break them down. Oh, she's not so great. You know, looking for every little flaw. It's true. I know this from TV because I used to get calls after my newscasts where a woman would just pick my outfit apart. You know, I just like, man, it's like, really? I mean, did you actually go out of your way and make a phone call to the station because you didn't like my outfit? You didn't like my hair or something? It didn't just happen to me. It happened to a lot of the girls that worked, you know, with me. And, you know, we'd sit around and laugh because it's like, why would someone take the time to do that? Well, I tell you why. They're insecure. Anything that may be considered a threat would reflect back on them. If you talk bad about somebody, guys, it's because you're insecure, because you're not healed in something, in some way. You truly need to be happy for people when they get a break. Even if you have to fake it, you need to be happy for people. You know, fake it till you make it. I know some people, you ask them how you're doing, they're doing an everyday terrible. You know, like, well, you're creating your terribleness. What do you want me to do? Tell you I feel good? I don't feel good. Yeah, I want you to tell me you feel good. I want you to fake it till you make it. I want you to say, you know what, I'm working on my health. I'm working on my wellness. I'm working on my well-being. I know I'm going to get there. Don't confess things that are going to cause you to go further deeper into that rabbit hole of being sicker and sicker and sicker, or being more depressed and more depressed. And if you are depressed or your life does stink, whatever you want to call it, I don't care what the smallest detail is. Go sign up and go walk dogs. Get flowers out. Do something, because that positive action that you're putting forth is going to change your life flow. I don't know why it works. It just does work. I know biblically why it works, because the Bible says love is the greatest weapon. The greatest of these is love. Love conquers all. If you don't have love, you don't have any kind of power. Love comes first. Love is a weapon that you can swing around when things aren't going right in your life. It can be the smallest of things, like I did, or it could be something bigger where you're afforded to be able to stop suffering in some way. You know, because like I said last week, stop suffering should be everybody's number one goal in life if you're a spiritual person. It doesn't matter. There's a million ways that people suffer. What can you do to stop the suffering? It could be something from your own household. It could be something from, you know, your neighborhood to the world. I have a friend, known her for many, many years. She worked with me at Fox News, not on TV, but behind the scenes. And she struggled with mental illness her whole life. She's a good-hearted person. And one thing she does, like clockwork, and has for years, is she'll go out and she'll feed the birds or the ducks, you know, whatever, with day-old bread. And, you know, you may think, well, that's just a waste of time. It isn't a waste of time if you're a hungry duck. And her act of kindness toward animals, that is love, that's positiveness, that's going to be sown back into her and into her life to help create balance in her life. Now, last week I was talking a lot about, you know, there's no balance when it's all about you. We were created to give, guys. We were created to show love. So many people go, well, if I had the money, I would. How much money is day-old bread? I mean, you could go get it for free at the store. Well, if I had the time, I would. You need to make the time. You need to make the time to keep that balance of love and good positive flow in your life. 1997. Okay, I'm going to take a spiritual standpoint now and go a little bit deeper. I always like to warn you, because I know a lot of people aren't religious, but I am. And so I'm just going to go there with you. Now, from a spiritual standpoint, what happens when you're negative or you display negative emotions is you attract negative spirits. It's very true. It's in the Bible. It's also in paranormal science. Paranormal science, who has nothing to do with religion right now, will tell you that negativity will attract negative spirits. When you're in a house with a lot of anger, a lot of bad things happening, or let's say you're in a house where something really bad happened, that energy goes somewhere. That negative energy has to go somewhere. A lot of times it will attach itself. This is nothing new. It's been around for thousands of years. If you were to open up the book that I call the magical book, the Bible, the Book of Rules, when you harness negative thoughts and emotions, guys, and you start to speak them, you are going to change yourself and go backwards. You're going to change the balance of your life. A lot of times people say, well, they just feel so negative in this room. Well, I believe you. Because when people are constantly speaking negative things, or you're constantly living with a negative person, that energy has to go somewhere. Energy never dies. You can't snuff out energy. Good energy goes somewhere. Well, bad energy has to go somewhere too. Good energy absorbed makes things good, makes love. It creates wonderful things for yourself and for the person you're showing that good energy toward. Negative energy is going to create bad things. It's going to create negative around everybody who's around you. I've always heard that we as women, for the women that are listening, we are the thermometer for our house. We are the thermometer for our house. The matriarch of the family, the woman in charge of her castle, she's the one that sets the temperature. There are a lot of things going on that would cause the woman of the house to really have a bad day. I totally get that. Could be a million things. And you're like, well, why can't anything go right? Why does everything have to go wrong? Lady, you're setting a thermometer for your house, and you need to be careful. You are responsible for that. You need to turn it around. You need to change it and make positives out of negatives. Even if it's okay, everybody just stop. Let's rethink this, and I want everybody to say something good. Tell me something good. What good has happened to you? Tell me of the good things in your life. The Bible says that in Corinthians chapter 13. Whatsoever's lovely, whatsoever's pure, whatsoever's honest, these are the things that you focus on. If you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Why? Because when you focus and your thoughts are on those type of things, pretty things, lovely things, honest things, then you're going to create a different atmosphere for yourself. And if you're living with other people, you're creating a different atmosphere for them as well. All these things maybe you've already heard before with some of the other moss gurus or whatever that are out there, and I'm happy you've heard it. But I want to let you know something. This didn't come from some sage. This came from your Bible that you probably have somewhere that you need to go find and blow some dust off of and read it. So many different versions of the Bible. You could just, some of them read like books today. They're easy reads, but it's knowledge that you need to know how to live your life. I mean, people of wisdom or holy people, whatever you want to call it, can spoon feed you and spoon feed you and spoon feed you. But somewhere along the line, you're going to have to take your own journey and start to discover some of this stuff for yourself. And a lot of times when you confess that you believe in God, you believe in the power of God in your life and you're accepting that, there's going to come a time in your journey where he's going to go, hey, like he did me in 1997, hey, are you listening now? Because we need to make this work because it's not working. How can the Holy Spirit work through such negativity? And if you are someone that's a holy person, religious leader, a minister, whatever, you better be careful how you talk. You, more than anything, are doubly responsible for your thoughts and what comes out of your mouth. Good stuff. Well, listen, I hope you never have a year like I did in 1997, because it was awful. I mean, it was awful. But if you ever find yourself in that situation, just remember the rules. Let go of things you have no control over. It wasn't my decision for my dad to do what he did. It was his decision. It wasn't a good decision, and I'm sure he regrets it, wherever he is. But I have no control over it. And unfortunately, when you're in a situation where you choose to take yourself out, there's no coming back from that. There's no coming back. It affected a lot of people in a very negative and sad way for a very long time. And if you've ever gone through and had to survive a suicide, my heart's with you because I know what you're going through. If you're speaking negative things, watch your thoughts. Because your thoughts come from a place of insecurity if you're saying negative things. Your thoughts are coming from a place where you haven't been healed. Could be a healing that's a long time coming. But whatever reason you're saying negative things, those thoughts from your head to your heart to your mouth, turn it around. You can't control people that want to do things that you can't control. Say, God bless you, I wish you the best, and let them go. I release you. Release these people. Release people who are negative in your life. You don't have to hate them. When they start talking negative, say, God bless you, I release you, because I don't want the energy on me. And if you're someone who's expending some negative energy for whatever reason, go back. Go back to the time before things were negative and realize how blessed you've been, and that blessing's still with you. A lot of times you speak negative because you're afraid that good things aren't going to happen to you. I knew that in 1997. I felt that way. But, you know, I had great things coming down the pipe for me through the course of my life. Why wouldn't I? Well, you do too. Why wouldn't you have good things coming to you? Is there something wrong? Are you an android? What? You do. You just have to know how to sow that seed. See, when the Bible says sowing seed, a lot of people, I don't know why, think it's money. It's not. It's your thoughts. It's your mouth. You're sowing seeds with what you think and what you say, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I hope something I said has touched you today, made your life a little bit better. Everybody has an assignment. This is mine as I continue to teach, speak, and communicate and write. I want to say thank you so much. I'm truly grateful. You know, and some of you, watch what you post on Facebook, please. Some of you high-ranked karate masters, you disappoint me. Some of the things you post. You know what? You need to, like, get a diary and write this stuff in your diary. Don't put this on Facebook. I mean, people are looking at you. You got to realize when you teach students, they're watching you. They're imitating what you do. Be careful. Please be careful if you're a martial arts instructor especially. Careful of your thoughts. Careful what you say. People look up to you. They need you to be strong. Anyway, I do have 4 books out, and I hope you go look them up, and I hope you buy them. I write for 2 magazines a month. I hope you get my stuff. I have for over 20 years, and I appreciate your positive feedback. You know, I it means a lot, and I get questions a lot, like, you know, how do you keep coming up with this stuff after over 20 years? And I don't know. I don't know how I do, but I do, and I'm glad it touches you and inspires you. We're getting into colder months now, and I try to make it a point to not do a lot of traveling because I did last year, and I almost died. So, yeah, the flu almost took me out, guys. It went to my heart last year and it almost took me out. No joke with that. But here I am. I'm still supposed to be here, but I got to be smart, and I can't do a lot of traveling during flu season anymore. I've already weakened my system. So, but that being said, there's a lot of opportunities going on, that seeds that I've sown, good things, whether it's in Native American reservations and schools or inner city martial arts. And I just hope that you'll keep us in your prayers, because prayer is a good energy. It's a positive energy. And, man, it goes right to the source, and I appreciate that. I appreciate when you pray. And I do. I want you to pray for me and the work that I'm doing. And if you need prayer, you can hit me up, and I will be glad to do that as well. You know, it's the more people you can get to pray for you, there's strength in numbers. There is something to prayer. Even people who don't believe in God will tell you there's something to prayer. Google it. It's a scientific proof. People heal. People can change their temperament. People can change their life just by praying for each other, praying in solitude. It's a really big deal to be able to do that. And if you don't take time to pray, you're making your life hard. Your life is a lot harder if you don't do that. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me for my assignment this week. Until then, I hope your assignment goes well, that your spiritual journey goes well, and I'll see you next time. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody. This is Karen Eden from the Eden Assignment, and I would like to tell you about a very special sponsor for the show, who also happens to be my longtime friend, Maria Vitale. of Liv Sotheby's, real estate agent at Maria at mariasdenverhomes.com. And I want you to know that she can take care of all of your real estate needs from, get this, anywhere on the entire planet. That's right. Nowhere's too far for her to reach out and help you with all of your real estate needs. Her phone number is 720-366-5121. Again, that's Maria Vitale, real estate agent at Liv Sotheby's downtown Cherry Creek in Denver. Her email is maria at mariasdenverhomes.com. She's able to help you, and I can vouch for her that she's a good person, and she will definitely take care of you. So thank you very much, Maria, for sponsoring the Eden Assignment, and we'll see you all next time for another show.